Ronnie grabbed me around the neck and tried to yank me out into the hall so he could talk to me in private. I, not at all in awe of him, and a bit repelled by the jungle aroma drifting out of his armpits, clamped down on his fingers, bent them back, and removed his hand. "Don't do that, Ronnie."
"Ah, yow, ow, okay, 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 just come out here a minute, would you? And quit that, it hurts. Besides, it's the hand I jerk off with. Jesus, fuck!"
I let go of his hand, wondering if he'd washed it since the last time he'd jerked off, but let him pull me out into the hall. Here, he took hold of me by the arms, speaking to me earnestly, his gummy eyes wide. "These guys can't play," he said in a breathless, confidential whisper. "There are a couple of afterbirths, Petesky, but they love the game. Fucking love the game, you know? I don't love it, but unlike them, I can play it. Also, I'm broke, and there's a couple of Bogart movies tonight at Hauk. If I can squeeze them for $2.
"Bogart movies? Is one of them the Caine Mutiny?"
"That's right, the Caine Mutiny and the Maltese Falcon. Bogey at his fucking finest. Here's looking at you, sweetheart. If I can squeeze these two afterbirths for $2, I can go. Squeeze them for $4, I call some skagola from Franklin, take her with me, maybe get a blowjob later."
That was Ronnie, always the gosh darned romantic. I had an image of him as Sam Spade in the Maltese Falcon, telling Mary Astor to drop and gobble. The idea was enough to make my sinuses swell shut.
"But there's a big problem, Pete. Three-handed hearts is risky. Who dares shoot the moon when you got that one fucking leftover card to worry about?"
"How are you playing? Game over at 100, all losers pay the winner?"
"Yeah, and if you come in, I'll kick back half of what I win. Plus, I give back what you lose."
He sunned me with a saint-like smile. "Suppose I beat you."
Ronnie looked momentarily startled, then smiled wider than ever.
"Not in this life, sweetheart. I'm a scientist at cards."
I glanced at my watch, then at Ashley and Hugh. They really didn't look much like real competition, God love them.
"Tell you what," I said. "One game straight up to 100. Nickel a point, nobody kicks back anything. We play, then I study, and everyone has a nice weekend.
You're on!"
As we went back into the lounge, he added, "I like you, Pete. But business is business. Your homo boyfriends back in high school never gave you a fucking like I'm going to give you this morning."
"I didn't have any homo boyfriends in high school," I said. "I spent most of my weekends hitching up to Lewiston to ass-bang your sister."
Ronnie smiled widely, sat down, picked up the deck of cards, began to shuffle. "I broke her in pretty good, didn't I?"
You couldn't get lower than Mrs. Malenfant's little boy. That was the thing. Many tried, but to the best of my knowledge, no one ever actually succeeded.